listening to episode number 1857 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Again.
Now again, yeah, yes.
Nobody knows except you and I that we already got up and did a show already before this at 4 o'clock this morning, which we'll be doing every Monday through Friday
from
here until Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
You can find us, by the way, over on thatchristmaschannel.com, thatchristmaschannel.com, weekday mornings at 4 a.m. Pacific.
Whoa. Naughty.
Why did they put us on so early? Today is National Fast Food Day. And I thought we'd play a little...
Isn't that every day?
Well, for some, yes. I thought we'd play a little yes or BS about National Fast Food Day fast food. Yes or BS, you used to be able to get a spaghetti at McDonald's. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS.
No, yes. McSpaghetti
what?
Was around in the 80s, and you can still get it in the Philippines. I kid you not.
Any McDonald's.
McSpaghetti.
Maybe in.
I was in Texas for
half of the 80s. They didn't have it there.
I don't remember being
being in California.
No. Number two, Taco Bell used to have a menu item called a Bell Burger. Yes. Actually, they called
and
it
an enchilada.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was basically a taco on a hamburger bun, and we miss it so much.
I miss the enchilada. They'll still make an enchilada if you ask them.
Will they?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Without the black olives.
Yeah, because they don't have any.
Yeah.
They don't have any there.
Boo.
Number three, Arby's. Mm-hmm. Once aired a 13-hour television commercial of a beef brisket being smoked. 13 hours. Yes or BS?
Well, that's so far-fetched, and it sounds delicious, so I'll say yes.
Yes, you're right. It aired in Duluth, Minnesota in 2014. It was the record for the longest commercial ever aired. But then... Old Spice had to go and ruin it and aired a 14-hour ad in Brazil two years ago. Yes or BS, there are more Dunkin's locations than there are Starbucks.
At one time, I would have said yes. But now I say...
You say BS?
I'm trying to read your face. It's like...
Don't read my face. I'm a poker face.
I'm going to say
Hello,
BS.
Lady Gaga. BS is correct. Starbucks has around 31,000 locations. Dunkin' has just over 12,000. So it's like
big.
And last one, a National Fast Food Day, yes or BS. On average, 12% of American adults eat fast food on any given day. Yes or BS? 12%.
I think it's higher than that, but so I'll say yes.
Actually, it is BS because it is higher than that.
Oh, okay.
Each day, 37% of us eat fast food, according to the CDC of
all
places.
So I was kind of right.
You were kind of right. Around 11% of all the calories we eat come from fast food. OMG. That's a little
scary. Wow.
That's a little scary.
Right now I'm planning what I'm going to have for lunch.
Right? All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
A bunch of Who Cares
a bunch of crap.
Khloe Kardashian finally said goodbye to her Calabasas mansion. Yep. Wow. So on Saturday, she moved out of her longtime house after selling the property earlier this month. Because, you know, stars are just like us. She posted an Instagram story as she walked through the empty house.
Oh,
and in the video, she said, "This home is so special and magical. I have the best memories of this beautiful, beautiful home. And I'm so happy to pass it on." And then I think it's probably as soon as she turned off the video.
Yeah.
She goes, "I'm happy to pass it on. Ka-ching!" I can just see it now. She sold it for $15
million. Wow.
This is Calabasas.
I know, right?
$15
million. Wow.
Twice as much as she paid for it 6 years ago.
She did well.
Yeah.
She did well. Not that she needs $7 million, but...
No.
You know.
I do.
Yeah, we could even take half of that.
I would take
700,000.
Like 2%.
Don't make me do math. This late in the morning. It's 14. No, 7 million would be 700,000. Yes.
That's better. I don't do math, and even I knew that was.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know,
anyway,
that was rigged.
Anyway. That was rigged.
All right.
Math is not rigged unless you're using Common Core. Anyway.
So it is now.
Yeah.
Like she needs another thing to boast about. The most expensive home per square foot to ever be sold in Calabasas.
Wow.
Oh, and there's one more little tidbit that we reported back in 2014.
We did?
Chloe bought the house from beleaguered Calabasas alum and egg thrower Justin Bieber.
I remember that.
Back when he was a kid and didn't know any better. So whoever bought this, whoever bought this house now will live in a house owned by Justin Bieber and Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, but they won't be taking a bath in Stevie Nicks' bathtub like I did. So there. True story. 2014 now, with $7 million, a ton of money for a house for Justin. Not that he needed the money either, but I mean, it's like, I doubt he paid.
That's true. I wonder if she called Justin and said, hey, you know that house I bought from you 6 years ago for $7.5 million?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Justin?
Ha ha.
Uh-huh. Hey, here's a story you care about.
I care about. I care about every story. Not.
Get your list out.
What list?
Olivia Wilde is single again.
Oh yeah, right on. Woo woo. Olivia,
the list is out. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I see her as your screensaver once again.
Oh yeah, it's been a long time since I did that. See, this goes back to the days before she ever met him.
Uh-huh.
When she played 13 on House, which is where I first discovered her and fell madly in love with her. So, you know, it's,
Was she pre-Halle, or did she still have a thing for Halle Berry then?
I've always had a thing for Halle Berry. Just didn't announce it, that's all.
Oh, yeah. The perviness, the older you get, the more perviness comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who are you calling a perv? Come on now.
Well, after several years and a couple of kids.
Old man, you know, that's cute. Dirty old man is cute. Perv is cringy. Rather be referred to as a dirty old man. So there you go.
You look forward to that just like the senior menu at Denny's.
You know, the senior menu at Denny's and the new status of being a dirty old man. Been waiting for that for a while.
there has to be some side benefit to getting older, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, after several years and a couple of kids with Jason Sudeikis, people exclusively broke the news on Saturday of the end of their 7-year engagement.
They never got married? Wow.
No. 7-year itch, probably.
Well, you know, that's probably what it was. And then it was like, hey, you know what? You didn't put a ring on it there, Jason, so to heck with
you. That's true. Well, they've been split since the beginning of the year, believe it or not.
Really? I did not know that.
They might have considered it quarantining separately.
Yeah, but I mean, since the beginning of the year? Yeah. I mean, it's November.
See, nobody knew.
I know. How did that happen?
I don't know.
You know why? Because nobody cares.
Oh, that's true.
Nobody cares. Just like us.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
It's been amicable, and they've transitioned into a great co-parenting routine.
What are they going to say? They're at each other's throats, and they're calling themselves each other's names in front of their kids. They're not going to say that. Well, you know what, Olivia? Watch out. Okay. That's it for today. Have yourself a great day. See you in the morning. By the way, shameless plug, 4 a.m. Pacific. Catch us on thatchristmaschannel.com, Van Camp and Morgan. And we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a good day. See you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.